Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Christ the King Sunday. It's the last Sunday of the church year, and this is the Sunday we focus on Christ the King. And in our gospel reading, we see his coronation as he's headed to the throne. Well, there he is, Jesus. Picture him. Look at him. Do you see him? You wouldn't know it was him by looking at him. But St. Paul tells us that this man, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. Through this man, Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, including all the angels described as thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. In this man, Jesus, all the fullness of God dwells in bodily form. All of God is contained in that man, Jesus. Look at that man, Jesus, and you see God. He is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. Born of the Virgin Mary, and yet God of God, light of light, very God of very God. He even preached it himself before Abraham was born, I am. But now take another look. Is this how the image of God, the image of the invisible God, should act? Is this how the fullness of God dwelling bodily in Jesus should be treated? It's shocking. It really is quite scandalous. Look at where he is. He's been Romanly escorted to the place called the Skull. And when you hear skull, what comes to mind? Yes, that's right. Skull equals death. And you can smell it. The place is called the Skull. And it reeks of death's strange stench. Do you hear the hammer blows, the pounding, the stakes that are pounded through his limbs, pinning and hanging him to timber? It is absolutely agonizing, excruciating. But Luke, he puts it so matter-of-factly. He leaves out the gory and the brutal details. There they crucified him along with the criminals. He is a man. That's absolutely true. However, he's also God. The God-man in one person. Human and divine. And the two, they cannot be separated. Remember the truth revealed from Paul's letter to the Colossians? Jesus is God in the flesh. So the one who suffers, bleeds, and experiences the excruciating pain of the crucifixion and the sting of death is not just a man, but God himself in the body or person of Jesus. If Jesus suffers, bleeds, and dies only as a man, then you will still be in your sins, and then you will be condemned in them. After all, no man can deliver sinners from the hellish paycheck that their sins have earned. No man can answer for sin. No man can reconcile sinners to God. No man can put a fork in death. No man can crush Satan's head. However, the God-man can. And he did. He did. All the above. In the flesh of that man, Jesus, in which all the fullness of God dwells, the man on the cross is God. His human blood is divine blood. His human suffering is divine suffering. In his human body, the holy and sinless God of all creation bears your sin. It bears all sin, all sin of the world, God made him who knew no sin to be sin. No doubt. No doubt. These are mysteries that are well beyond our grasp. But follow this. On Jesus is put the iniquity of us all, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Bearing the sin of many, the punishment was put upon him. And what punishment, you ask? The curse and the damnation of hell. He was made to be a curse. And so he laments, my God, why have you forsaken me? And when the man Jesus dies on the cross, God dies on the cross. He lays down his life and he takes it back up again. Told you it was scandalous. And he does this for you. He does this for your salvation. And not just as a man, but precisely as God. For only God can save sinners, you and me and a whole world full of them. Only God can crush Satan's head. Only God can give eternal life. And Satan knows this. Oh, how he knows it. And he doesn't like it. And he does not want there to be a Good Friday. He doesn't want it to take place. And this is precisely why Satan uses several people as his tools or mouth. The bystanders, the rulers, the soldiers, and one of the criminals crucified. They offer the satanic temptation. Take care of yourself. Save yourself. God can't suffer. God can't die. Hop off that cross, then people will believe in you. He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the God-man Jesus stays put. He won't save himself. He will save sinners. And he'll save them even unto his own death. No wonder it is then that he prays, Father, forgive these sinners. They have no clue. They think they do, but they really do not know. So I beg you, Father, don't hold any of their sin against them. Cleanse and wash them from their sin and unbelief because of my divine blood that stains this cross and bloodies this world. It's Jesus who prays, Father, forgive them. Who prays like this? Not sinners. Do you ever pray for your enemies in this way? Kids, do you pray for your parents, coaches, siblings, teachers in this way? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Parents, do you pray for your children in this way? Our Redeemer, do you pray for your other members? Do you pray for your pastor in this way? Of course you don't. But the God-man Jesus does. And his prayer is for you. Father, forgive them. Forgive them who are in the pews here and now. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. His prayer of pardon bears fruit. His forgiveness changes a man, recreates him, because Jesus says so. Because Jesus promises, because he suffered. Because he died as the God-man for you. Colossians 1:19-22 says, For God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile to him all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. That's how God is for you. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.